This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The landslide victory of Donald Trump. How is that being perceived in Israel? I spoke to Rabbi Pesach Wilicki, who lives in Israel. He is an author and host of the Shoulder to Shoulder podcast and a writer for the Jerusalem Post and Israel365news.com.
Well, it's actually pretty straightforward. Donald Trump was the greatest president for Israel in history. During the 4 years of the Trump administration, Israel was safer, more secure, and on the road to greater prosperity and greater relations with our Arab neighbors than ever in our history. In the entire history of Israel, from 1948 till today, the 3 years, year over year, with the fewest casualties from terrorism are the last 3 years of the Trump administration, 2018, 2019, and 2020, because Donald Trump put strong sanctions on Iran that caused Iran to not be able to sell their oil. They were on the verge of bankruptcy by the time Trump left office. The Iranian regime was on the verge of falling. That meant that Hamas and Hezbollah were not getting the funding that they needed to carry out their terrorism. The Palestinian Authority, which continues ever since its inception and continues to this day to pay cash stipends, monthly stipends to the families of terrorist murderers. If someone murders an Israeli, they get rewarded by the Palestinian Authority. And Donald Trump enforced a law called the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the United States from giving any funding to the Palestinian Authority so long as they continue to fund terrorist families. By the way, the Biden administration is in violation of that law and they're being sued for it, but they're still violating it. But because of that, there was a disincentive for terrorism. The Abraham Accords, which were these historic peace accords between Israel and a number of Muslim Arab nations, brought greater stability and greater peace to the region, greater economic engagement with our Arab neighbors. He knocked out Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Iranian regime's military, the arch terrorist. He destroyed ISIS. The Middle East was moving towards greater peace, prosperity, and stability than ever in its history under Donald Trump, and Israelis remember that well. That said, John, you know, the day before October 7th, or even in the opening weeks of this war, if you had polled Israelis, you wouldn't have had 66% saying they want Donald Trump back. It would have been somewhat lower. I believe it still would have been a majority, but it wouldn't have been quite that high. And that's because a lot of Israelis still believed that there was bipartisan support for Israel and that the Biden administration would be just fine. And in the early days of the war, when they sent an aircraft carrier into the Mediterranean and they were sending weapons, a lot of Israelis were heartened. But I wrote an op-ed at the time, about 4 days into the war, I think on October 11th, I published it, where I warned my fellow Israelis, and I got some heat for this. Some people were saying that, why was I being a naysayer? A lot of people were very happy. Joe Biden had just made a speech talking about how much he loved Israel. But I was warning everyone that the policies of the Biden administration are what got us into this mess. They empowered Iran. They refunded the terrorists. And I also predicted, unfortunately, correctly, that because of all this U.S. aid to Israel, the U.S. would start meddling in Israel's strategic decision making, and that would cause Israel problems. And sure enough, throughout this war, the United States has been on the one hand slowing Israel down, telling us not to go into Rafah, telling us not to go into Lebanon, telling us not to do this and not to do that, but at the same time saying that the war is dragging on too long and we need a ceasefire. If you add it all up, they've really been trying to save Hamas and Hezbollah from destruction. They've been tying Israel's hands. As the war has gone on, Israelis are smart people. More and more Israelis have woken up to the fact that, unfortunately, this is not the Democrats of the Clinton era or John F. Kennedy. You know, this progressive new Democratic Party, which really began with Obama, is just sliding towards greater and greater antagonism for Israel. More and more Israelis have felt that squeeze and have woken up to the fact that we really do need Donald Trump's policies back governing the Middle East.
President-elect Trump continues to appoint new people to his administration, and one of the most exciting appointments is Mike Huckabee as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. He will do an awesome job. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.